Greeting, readers. Welcome to the December edition of Library News. The holidays are upon us, and to kick off the holiday season, the Friends of the Library for the Blind held their annual holiday concert fundraiser on November 17th. A good time was had by all as we listened to Barbershop Quartet's Antique Harmony and Midnight Madness, as well as great performances from Frank, Freight Train Strong, and Cindy Ray on the keyboard. It was a fun evening of songs, laughs, and conversation. The Friends have generously given the library $21,000 this year for library programs, 3D printers, equipment, and special projects. A big thank you to everyone who attended the concert and to the Friends for their support.
Now for the top 10 nonfiction books downloaded from Bard: Killers of the Flower Moon, The Osage Murders, and The Birth of the FBI, DB 87767, by David Gran. An examination of the 1920s murders of wealthy Osage Indian Nation members in Oklahoma. When the newly formed FBI bungled the investigation, young Director Hoover turned to ex-Texas Ranger Tom White, who put together an undercover team, including one of the only American Indian agents in the Bureau. The Country of the Blind, A Memoir at the End of Sight, DB 115575, by Andrew Leland. We meet Andrew Leland as he's suspended in the liminal state of the soon-to-be blind. He's midway through his life with retinitis pigmentosa, a condition that ushers those who live with it from sightedness to blindness over years, even decades. He grew up with full vision, but starting in his teenage years, his sight began to degrade from the outside in, such that now he sees the world as if through a narrow tube. Soon, but without knowing exactly when, he will likely have no vision left. Full of apprehension, but also dogged curiosity, Leland embarks on a sweeping exploration of the state of being that awaits him, not only the physical experience of blindness, but also its language, politics, and customs. He negotiates his changing relationships with his wife and son, and with his own sense of self, as he moves from his mainstream, typical life to one with a disability. Part memoir, part historical and cultural investigation, The Country of the Blind represents Leland's determination not to merely survive this transition, but to grow from it, to seek out and to revel in that which makes blindness enlightening. The Watchmaker's Daughter, The True Story of World War II Heroine Corrie Ten Boom, DB 115960, by Larry Loftus. The Watchmaker's Daughter is one of the greatest stories of World War II that readers haven't heard. The remarkable and inspiring life story of Corrie Ten Boom, a groundbreaking female Dutch watchmaker whose family unselfishly transformed their house into a hiding place straight out of a spy novel to shelter Jews and refugees from the Nazis during Gestapo raids. Even though the Nazis knew what the Ten Booms were up to, they were never able to find those sheltered within the house when they raided it. Corrie stopped at nothing to face down the evils of her time and overcame unbelievable obstacles and odds. She persevered despite the loss of most of her family and relied on her faith to survive the horrors of a notorious concentration camp. But even more remarkable than her heroism and survival was Corrie's attitude when she was released. Miraculously, she was able to eschew bitterness and embrace forgiveness as she ministered to people in need around the globe. Corrie's ability to forgive is just one of the myriad lessons that her life story holds for readers today.
Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, A Memoir, DB 110888, by Matthew Perry. The beloved star of Friends takes us behind the scenes of the hit sitcom and his struggles with addiction in this candid, funny, and revelatory memoir that delivers a powerful message of hope and persistence. Hi, my name is Matthew, although you may know me by another name. My friends call me Maddie, and I should be dead. So begins the riveting story of acclaimed actor Matthew Perry, taking us along on his journey from childhood ambition to fame to addiction and recovery in the aftermath of a life-threatening health scare. Before the frequent hospital visits and stints in rehab, there was a 5-year-old Matthew who traveled from Montreal to Los Angeles, shuffling between his separated parents. 14-year-old Matthew, who was a nationally ranked tennis star in Canada. 24-year-old Matthew, who nabbed a coveted role as a lead cast member on the talked-about pilot then called Friends Like Us, and so much more. In an extraordinary story that only he could tell, and in the heartfelt, hilarious, and warmly familiar way only he could tell it, Matthew Perry lays bare the fractured family that raised him and also left him to his own devices, the desire for recognition that drove him to fame, and the void inside him that could not be filled even by his greatest dreams coming true. But he also details the peace he's found in sobriety and how he feels about the ubiquity of friends, sharing stories about his castmates and other stars he's met along the way. Evidence of Love, a true story of passion and death in the suburbs, DB115979 by John Bloom. Candy Montgomery and Betty Gore had a lot in common. They sang together in the Methodist church choir, their daughters were best friends, and their husbands had good jobs working for technology companies in the North Dallas suburbs known as Silicon Prairie. But beneath the placid surface of their seemingly perfect lives, both women simmered with unspoken frustrations and unanswered desires. On a hot summer day in 1980, the secret passions and jealousies that linked Candy and Betty exploded into murderous rage. What happened next is usually the stuff of fiction, but the bizarre and terrible act of violence that occurred in Betty's utility room that morning was all too real. Based on exclusive interviews with the Montgomery and Gore families, Evidence of Love is a riveting account of a gruesome tragedy and the trial that made national headlines when the defendant entered the most unexpected of pleas, not guilty by reason of self-defense, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Adapted into the Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning television movie, A Killing in a Small Town, this chilling tale of sin and savagery will fascinate true crime aficionados. The Bastard Brigade, the true story of renegade scientists and spies who sabotaged the Nazi atomic bomb. DB116266 by Sam Keen. Scientists have always kept secrets, but rarely have the secrets been as vital as they were during World War II. In the middle of building an atomic bomb, the leaders of the Manhattan Project were alarmed to learn that Nazi Germany was far outpacing the Allies in nuclear weapons research. Hitler, with just a few pounds of uranium, would have the capability to reverse the entire D-Day operation and conquer Europe. So they assembled a rough and motley crew of geniuses, dubbed the Alsos Mission, and sent them careening into Axis territory to spy on, sabotage, and even assassinate members of Nazi Germany's feared Uranium Club. The details of the mission rival the finest spy thriller, but what makes the story sing is the incredible cast of characters, both heroes and rogues alike, including Mo Berg, the major league catcher who abandoned the game for a career as a multilingual international spy, the strangest fellow to ever play professional baseball, Werner Heisenberg, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist credited as the discoverer of quantum mechanics, a key contributor to the Nazis' atomic bomb project and the primary target of the Alsos mission. Colonel Boris Posh, a high school science teacher and veteran of the Russian Revolution who fled the Soviet Union with a deep disdain for communists and who later led the Alsos mission. Joe Kennedy Jr., the charismatic, thrill-seeking older brother of JFK, whose need for adventure led him to volunteer for the most dangerous missions the Navy had to offer. Samuel Goudsmit, a washed-up physicist prodigy who spent his life hunting Nazi scientists, and his parents, who had been swept into a concentration camp across the globe. Irene and Frederick Joliet Curie, a physics Nobel Prize-winning power couple who used their unassuming status as scientists to become active members of the resistance. Thrust into a dark world of international espionage, these scientists and soldiers played a vital and largely untold role in turning back one of the darkest tides in human history.
The Mendez Murders, the shocking untold story of the Mendez family and the killings that stunned the nation. DB116103 by Robert Riand. Discover the definitive book on the Mendez case and the source material for NBC's Law & Order true crime, The Mendez Murders. A successful entertainment executive making $2 million a year, his former beauty queen wife, their two sons on the fast track to success until tragedy struck. Married for 26 years, Jose and Kitty Mendez appeared to be a happy couple and proud parents. 21-year-old Lau Mendez was enrolled at Princeton, where he was a star on the tennis team. 18-year-old Eric Mendez had just graduated from Beverly Hills High and was about to start college at UCLA. The Mendezes appeared to be living the American dream, but it was all a facade. The Mendez saga had captivated and fascinated people since 1989. The killing of Jose and Katie Mendez on a quiet Sunday evening in Beverly Hills didn't make the cover of People magazine until the arrest of their sons 7 months after the murders, and the case developed an intense cult following. When the first Mendez trial began in July 1993, the public was convinced that Lyle and Eric, the boys as they would become known, were a pair of greedy rich kids who had killed loving, devoted parents. But the real story remained buried beneath years of dark secrets until now. 12 Years a Slave, DB 115957, by Solomon Northup. 12 Years a Slave is the harrowing account of a black man born free in New York State who was drugged, kidnapped, and sold into slavery in 1841. Having no way to contact his family and fearing for his life if he told the truth, Solomon Northup was sold from plantation to plantation in Louisiana, toiling under cruel masters for 12 years before meeting Samuel Bass, a Canadian, who finally put him in touch with his family and helped start the process to regain his freedom. James Earl Jones reads the Bible, King James Versions of the New Testament, DB 115257. Whether you want to study the Bible or if the goal of reading the Bible is on your radar this year, James Earl Jones reads the Bible as the most enjoyable way to accomplish your goal. Relax to more than 19 soothing hours of inspirational listening with crystal clear audio of the New Testament, read by one of the world's most gifted actors of all time, James Earl Jones. You Are Never Alone, Trust in the Miracle of God's Presence and Power, DB 116137, by Max Licato. In You Are Never Alone, pastor and New York Times bestselling author Max Licato reminds us that our miracle-working God sees us, cares about us, and will always come to our aid, no matter what we're up against. By tracing Jesus' miracles as told in the book of John, You Are Never Alone invites us to take a closer look at the good news John shares with each of us. God is never afraid to meet us in the middle of life's messes, extend a helping hand, and lift us out of our troubles. You Are Never Alone will equip you to get unstuck and take your first step in a better tomorrow, dwell in the grace of the cross and the miracle of the empty tomb, believe that God is your ever-present source of help and hope, and take comfort that you are never without God's protection.
Just a reminder that you may receive your cartridge in a plastic zipper bag. These are meant to be reusable. Simply slip out the mail card from the sleeve on the envelope or bag, flip it over, and slide it back in. Place your audiobook case, with the digital cartridge inside, in the envelope or bag, and put it in the mail. This will hopefully cut down on the number of cards being removed or falling out. Please contact the library with any questions.
On Monday, December 11th, 2023, at 6 p.m., the NLS Patron Engagement section will host the quarterly Patron Corner via Zoom. The topic for this program is the life cycle of the talking book. The session will be 90 minutes and will feature the NLS Collections Division, which is responsible for all phases of book selection, production, and distribution. Contact the library for the login information or go to iowalibrary.blog.
NLS's monthly program, Many Faces of Bard, will be held Thursday, December 14th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. This month's program will cover using Bard for Android for low-vision users. There will be a demonstration to show how low-vision users can navigate Bard without speech. There will be time for questions after the demonstration. Contact the library for login information or go to iowalibrary.blog.
Sugar and spice and everything nice. Join us for December's Makerspace Monday on Monday, December 11th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Come enjoy a relaxing evening that will be drizzled with frosting to the sounds of holiday music. No hammers or nails are needed for this delicious house-building construction. Get ready to mix layers of cookie candy crunch when you design your very own edible gingerbread house. And receive a Braille candy bar as a gift for attending. All materials are provided and registration is required for this in-person event. Please contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or call 515-452-1338 to get registered.
The library will be closed on Monday, December 25th, Tuesday, December 26th, and Monday, January 1st for the holidays. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!